This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In regards to this Knick game yesterday, you had it all. You had big leads by one team, a blown lead by that same team. Detroit comes back. And then Carl Anthony Towns just had an amazing finish to this game. An amazing finish. So this is the guy that, you know, we wanted to see in the playoffs. We wanted to wait until we got to the playoffs to see what he was going to look like. And these last two games have basically elevated him now to the player that we were hoping that they had acquired when they got him.
Yeah. Right?
That shot from behind the backboard.
He's done that a couple of times. It's insane.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that he's got in his arsenal. And there's a confidence that he is showing in these games that, you know, I hadn't really seen against good teams, and especially good teams late in games all year. Like, we had seen the version of this guy against, you know, the Wizards or whoever else, you know, but not in games like this against good physical basketball teams. I think that's the most encouraging thing, is, you know, the Pistons are trying to be physical with him. They're trying to shut him down. They're trying to get in his head and played all the stereotypes of him not being a big-time player or a soft player. And he has stepped up in these last two games after having only 10 points in game two and has looked like the best player on the court, which is a great sign if they could finish this off and move forward, because then you feel like you actually have a chance in the second round where you didn't feel like you had a chance in the second round after games one and two.
Yeah, you know, watching Boston and Orlando. Excuse me. Watching Boston and Orlando yesterday, you know, neither one of those teams are all that physical, although Orlando's trying to play physical against Boston. There isn't a team that is nearly as physical as Detroit's playing the Knicks right now. And if I had to, and I know that I'm biased because I am a Knick fan, but I have to say, watching these games, I want to feel like it's a 60-40 in terms of the referees in favor of the Pistons. Now, I know at the end of this game yesterday, there is a very controversial call in the eyes of Bickerstaff, their coach over there in Detroit, as to whether or not there was a foul in the last shot. And I'm glad they didn't call it. I am so glad that they didn't call that. And I was just thinking about the complaining and listening to the post-game press conference. And I'm like, you know what? I have a feeling like it's 60-40 in favor of the Pistons, the referees, the way they've been calling games. And I know that, you know, Cade Cunningham didn't get to the line all that much yesterday. But then again,
got more than Brunson did.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm just like, you got to force the issue if you're one of these guys. And I don't know. And I know as a fan, I hate complaining about the referees, especially when it comes to my Rangers, and it's the screw the Ranger button that gets hit. But I don't know. I just feel like, am I wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, I also felt like, I'm done with the complaining about the officials. I got on Tibbs, you know, after game two, complaining about the officials. I thought it was ridiculous. So I think the JB Bickerstaff, when he's complaining about this, especially the way the game was officiated, I mean, they're knocking each other over for four quarters, and then all of a sudden, you want that to be called at the end of the game, and then have foul shots determine the outcome? No way. So, but yes, I do think that the Pistons have gotten probably more calls. It feels that way. Maybe we're looking through a Knicks lens, but I'm sorry. You had every opportunity in the world. I feel like we're going through this again, like Rick Carlisle last year, and everybody saying, oh, the Knicks are going to get the calls, and they're the big market team, and shut up. You had a lead in this game. You went home. You lost two at home, and if you're going to sit there and blame the officials for it, then you're a loser. Just like I told Tom Thibodeau that
he was a loser after
that was
game
a loser
two.
Mentality.
Yes. You can't have that mentality.
And you know what
you're
they
right.
did was they came back and they fixed all the things we were asking though, which was great about it. So even though I was alarmed at all the excuses he was making after game two, they came back and fixed all of that stuff. So. Yeah, just a loser mentality.
But I will say, though, that these last two games and the performance in crunch time by Carl Anthony Towns is exactly what you could only, as a Knicks fan, this is what we hope for. And he was unbelievable. I mean, again, the shot, I mean, like, the three-point shot was a great shot.
Yeah.
But at least that was, he was probably about 5 feet. He had a couple where he was about 5 feet from the three-point line. And the last one was amazing. But the shot from behind the basket that didn't touch anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it just went like straight through. To have the ability to do that with a guy draped all over you. I mean, those are the types of plays, if they get through the series, which we think they will. But those are the types of plays that he's going to have to continue to make if they're going to go on to win. I mean, that was an unbelievable fourth quarter performance.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's one of these post Sports Plus stories that is behind the paywall.
Yeah.
That I didn't pay for. But you know who there? Stephon Bondy wrote an article saying that there was one man behind this inspiring performance, back-to-back performances of Carl Anthony Towns. And the name is just hilarious of who the guy who has been the catalyst to get him playing like this. None other than our friend Kyrie Irving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't read the article, though, which is just so funny. He goes, Carl Anthony Towns' performance that saved the Knicks came thanks to Kyrie Irving.
Did they have a conversation or something?
I don't know.
What happened?
Whatever it is. I mean, it definitely got me my attention with the headline, but I just thought that was funny. Of all guys to inspire our superstar to play like a superstar, here it is. Here it is, Kyrie Irving. But, yeah, I mean, after game two, I felt terrible about the Knicks. I came on here and said that this team's got no shot in getting past the second round. Well, after these last two performances, even though both of these games came down to the wire, just the way that they played, who stepped up. I mean, it's like every game, though, I got to worry about Jalen Brunson's ankles. I mean, can we get through one of these games where we're not worried about his ankles? I mean, Jesus, it's like you see the entire season flash in front of your eyes every single game.
Well, look what happened at Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I know.
Achilles. He has Achilles. I mean, these are the things that you worry about. And it happened to the Knicks last year. They just basically were going down one by one by one by one. And it just goes to show you just how competitive these games are. I mean, some of it's not pretty. But you could tell that they're actually competing. This is not like game 41 in the middle of the season.
Yeah, and that was one of the points that I had when I was positive about the Knicks during the season when they were losing to the better teams. I said, you're not going to see them play like this in the playoffs. You're going to get a different type of team. And it didn't get off to a great start. But maybe this, if you want to go glass half full about them beating the Celtics or hanging with them in the second round, and of course this series is not over yet, have to finish it off. It's that, the Pistons were the perfect team to get them ready to take on the best in the NBA because they're so physical, they're so tough. It was almost like a smelling salt for these guys to wake up and say, all right, no more messing around. We can't just roll the ball out there and have more talent than the other team and win. We got to fight. We got to fight for these victories, and they certainly have. So, let's try to finish it off, though. At home on Tuesday, and then get a little rest, make sure we get those ankles taken care of, taped up for Jalen Brunson, and give the Celtics a whirl, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when we left here on Friday, we were hoping that we came here today where they would win both of these games. And both of these games were high-wire acts. They were competitive. I got to give Detroit credit because they don't have nearly the players that the Knicks have.
Right.
And they're hanging with them, and they're giving them everything they can handle. And it's physical as hell, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there are more guys that hit the ground in these games than I think all during the year throughout the entire season.